Some of them are even out of state.
Yeah, some of them are out of state.
Okay.
And I think your point probably is in they wouldn't be voting.
They wouldn't be voting.
Right. They don't have a say if they're going to be taxed on this. I mean, and that really does. I mean, it affects the bottom line pretty big. I mean, on a couple of these, that's multiple thousands of dollars annually. Mm-hmm. So.
And so, you know, I just now did the math. This would have been, this is the assessed value on this list. Okay. In looking at the first one. Yeah.
I forget, what's the number? So it'd be 156, 540 times, you said 32%?
Is this... Yes.
On a business.
Business 32.
So it's 50,092, and then it would be 18% of that?
18, if it was...
It would be 18%.
It'd be 0.0018.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
18 cents.
And then divide by 100. Evaluation.
So that's not right either.
But if divided by 100, you don't do 0.0018. It's 2.8.
Like if it was 100,000, Brandon, it would have been $34.20. No. That is, I'm sorry. That's.
Yeah, the valuation is the assessed valuation.
Mm-hmm.
So on the first one, it would be $281.77.
Yes, and so what we gave you was the OPC, which is
0.19. 1911 or something like that?
Something like that.
Any other questions in regards to that?
The another point that Commissioner Plummer's making about them not living there and have a voice, where that will affect could be their employees.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that. Because it adds to the expense of the business and whether they could.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Another question you ask us was in terms of Taney Hills plan of action. This is upon, if the initiative fails in August, this is what Taney Hills Library plans to do to move forward. In essence, they are telling you that at the end of 2024, the library would be closed because all of their assets would have been used up. And in terms of their ability to continue operating. And on the back of that page shows what their budget is.
So we are currently working out an MOU between the two boards because we want to get a full understanding. And part of that was the understanding of if this initiative fails, we wanted to fully understand, are they committed to closing the library? They took a vote on their board, and they are. They will be moving in that direction budget-wise. They simply just don't have enough money and volunteer loyalty to just keep going. And so they are committed to closing the doors, selling off the assets, and so forth. The other thing that they are in the midst of discussing as well is what will they become should this pass? And that is, would they become a foundation? They would move away from caring for the library and partnering with the library instead of holding all the assets with them.
You guys might not be able to answer these questions, but I'm trying to figure out why their expenses have gone up as much as they have.
Because they've had to hire people to replace
volunteers.
And the benefits that their people are getting are merely vacation benefits. So
no
it doesn't cover
and
the
health
full
benefits. There.
Yeah, there's no
and
full benefits.
Operating expenses went up that amount as well.
Yeah, they had to bring on computers, just all the different assets and things that are in there. They have one part-time director, which you all are familiar with Marsha. And then they've got, two employees at the circulation desk. They're really running bare minimum. The nonprofit, the in the is subsidized by the sale of the book, resale of the basement, and then the charity that they run out of the basement, and that provides the majority of the income for the year.
It's difficult to get to hire employees all over the
right
state. They claim that some of them can make more at home than working. Yeah. And volunteers, too, or the library here in town is just open 3 days, I think, due to lack of volunteers.
The average age of the volunteers currently working at the library is 70.
Typical.
Mm-hmm.
That's people that come and retire that had a, then they were very active in the library and everything. But your millennia that's coming on, whatever.
Yeah. Now, when the levy tax passes, because I use the word when, not if, because I'm a total optimist. We are working on what that agreement would be, because it would entail us as a tax-based entity. We cannot give money to a private entity. So we are working on the concept of potentially leasing the library. We're looking at other sources of income that possibly could bridge that gap. That's still to be worked out. And quite frankly, we're working so hard on much of what we're doing right now, a lot of those details won't be worked out until after the tax passes.
On the other issue, where we talk about the younger ones, do you think, and your that is it because it, they are using other methods for finding their what they need?
Could be.
The internet?
That could be. The library that we have in place right now doesn't necessarily meet the needs of the community. And so that's hence why we would like to see this library come to be. You go to other districts, you're going to see the libraries are meeting spaces where study rooms, private, large, small study rooms. We have one study room, I'd say one and a half currently, with one of them being booked up all the time. So there's what our private library has to offer doesn't necessarily meet the needs. And then when you have the books, there's a lot of books being checked out on online platforms. You use the public library or our one that we have currently, that's a huge fee to provide books online that people can rent out and do audio and all of those things. So yeah, they do use the online platform. Our private library just doesn't have the robust offering that a public library would. So they're going to other places. Quite a few people end up going up to Springfield and Christian County to use their public library and pay the out-of-district fee to have access to the online. And then, of course, the books, right, because they're still...
Do you know what the Springfield's out-of-district fee is? Not to interrupt.
$80.
Okay.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. I was actually pulling it up.
$80.
And then just so we're all clear, because this was one of the questions last time, what would this look like for Taney County residents that don't reside inside this district? What would what would it cost them to utilize the library at this point? If the tax were to be...
Realistically, in terms of looking at the average assessed value, if the average assessed value with that levy sheet...
Of 170.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Probably, my guesstimate would be under $40 to be equitable for people who are paying taxes. Lots of people are going to be paying less than that. Some people are going to be paying more than that.
But so would they pay based on what they actually own, or would they just pay a fee across the board? It'd be a set fee.
I think it would have to be a set fee. The difficulty in terms of figuring everybody's out would be...
Right, but see, then I will have to look at it from a different perspective, because then I look at a person living in a $500,000 house pays more of a library fee than a person living in a $70,000 house. So I'm just thinking of all different aspects of this, so I want to be open with that and how it would affect residents of the county. So
sure.
And that's an annual fee. They'd have a card.
They would have a card.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
An annual fee.
And the other part of the library that simply cannot meet the needs, schools are huge in terms of use of the library on a regular basis. Children, when they have the milk and cookies and events like that, the room is packed. And the summer program has grown so huge with reading in the summer with kids that they cannot bring the kids in for events because there's too many kids. So they've done things like put Ziploc bags together with exercises that are tie into book reading, etc. But there's just the space too many children. Yeah.
And then the other piece of this is, and we're all very aware of the efforts to move broadband out to the furthest reaches. Getting broadband out is one layer. As you know, getting literate on computer and technology is a whole different area that's going to come up out of accessibility to the internet. And in other words, not just having access on your phone, but having a computer and then being able to understand how to utilize it to get where you want to be. The library is going to be a resource for that across the board. Yes, they'll get it in school, but now you've got, you know, people post high school who are going to need training, and the library is going to be a terrific resource for that.
Picking up on what you talked about, there wasn't the room, the space mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
Where have you proposed for having the library? Then it couldn't be there to do what you're saying. So where have you proposed?
Yeah, right now the discussion, simply because we're trying to put our attention on just getting this up and passed, we have determined not to, I guess, find a place to put the library at this point. We know that that there does need to be a new building. The one that it's in right now just simply cannot grow. It can only go up. Parking lot won't allow that, really. It's got a lot of parking issues already. So it does need to be moved to a location that is accessible, Branson, Hollister, somewhere in the district. But we've been really slow to name any place at this point. It's
the difficulty is not having the money guaranteed. It's too early to really look at specific properties of what might be available in a year versus what might be available now.
Yeah.
The perfect situation would be if we could find a property that could be rehabbed. What we have said is it will be a property that's easy to get to for residents, so not someplace that's tied up with traffic during the summer, that is accessible to residents, that has adequate parking. We're looking at hopefully about a three-acre property in order to build a library that we could then plan on expanding to that has adequate parking.
Well, then considering your tax base, I think it goes through what Walnut Shade and
yes.
there and your, what
yeah.
you're saying.
Yeah, it's somewhere where there's the, I mean, we've got a hospital that is used widely. People come in for that. We also have, in Branson, they have the Recplex, which is used from, you know, all over again, even, you know, Arkansas area on, and I guess east and west of where we are. So we know that there's accessible locations and where they are, where people go to and tend to go to already. And the idea is to be, you know, on that 65 corridor where it's simple to get to, whether it be, you know, Recplex down by College of the Ozarks. I mean, everything's in play right now. But we're really hesitant to name a location simply because we don't know. And in the mind of the voter, having that uncertainty doesn't help anything. So that's we do know that we need to build, though, for our community's sake.
So one more question, and I apologize.
That's what we're here for.
Okay, good.
You asked away.
So you made a statement earlier, if the tax initiative was to fail, if it were put on the ballot and failed, you would be, the library is prepared to close.
Mm-hmm.
If it was to be put on the ballot and passed,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't receive those fundings until 25. Is that correct?
The end of December 24,
last quarter.
Last quarter.
Tax year 24.
Yeah.
Or 23.
So that's a great question.
Well, that's why I asked yes. that, because you had made that statement. So I want to make sure.
A lot of discussion about
well,
that.
Well, there's a long period there.
Right. 18
can,
months.
Yeah, that you will not receive funding if it were to be.
So, number one, I do want to say no matter what, the library will close its doors. Taney Hills Library, the private Taney Hills, will no longer function by 2024, period, whether or not this passes, right? Because if it passes, they shut down and we will start over. So there will be that liminal period, that 18 months, where we need them to, or we need that functioning space.
Okay.
And there's this transition period. We've been talking to several other groups that have done such a marriage. And they've been giving us their pointers. I'll let Debbie take